I know you guys hear it all the time. Protein, protein, protein. Eat more protein. It's good for you. It'll help you gain muscle. But it can also be confusing, all-consuming, and tedious to count. You know I'm an advocate for not spending your life counting things. So today I'm going to share a behind-the-scenes look of how I eat a lot of protein and do not count macros. Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. Hey Fit Mom, I want to invite you to join me inside of Fit Moms Accelerator. This is our 10-week weight loss boot camp where you get access to practice the program over and over again for an entire year. I teach you how to break the stronghold of food, how to create systems to make healthy living easy, and invite God into the journey so you never need to spend money on a fad diet ever again. You also get access to our Real Food Reset every other month for free so you can keep practicing eating delicious, God-made food in community. And just in a few days, we're about to start our next Real Food Reset. Last time in our Real Food Reset, several fit moms lost 5 or 10 pounds in just a 2-week time through the power of eating the food that God made. Isn't that amazing? So head over right now to kelseywickenhauser.com/join to get started today. Don't wait, and I'll see you inside at kelseywickenhauser.com/join. I've had some of you reach out and ask me for more details of what actually is covered inside of the accelerator. So I just wanted to take a minute to explain that in a little more detail. So each week, you're going to get a specific topic that you're working through to reset your health foundations. You're going to have a fit step, we call it. And so you'll have a little bit of homework to start setting, basically resetting your health foundation so that it's something that is sustainable and also that helps you to understand the why. Why have I been stuck in diet culture? Where are there lies I've been believing about food? How has the government, money been involved in my decisions around food? And how exactly do I invite God into this? How do I see the whole picture differently? Each week, you'll also have a scale step, which is something that you're focusing on to basically habit stack your way into being a fit mom and seeing the scale drop, hence the name scale step, quickly. And it's really simple. The food piece is very simple. Like I mentioned, you get access to Real Food Resets every other month for free inside of our community. And you have a community of women who are like-minded, who are in the same boat as you, to encourage you and to be along for the ride. You're going to get instant access when you sign up, and you get to continue practicing for an entire year to master the process. So if you have aspirations to see that scale drop before summer, it's the perfect time to get going on your scale steps and your fit steps, get involved in our monthly group calls, our Real Food Resets, all of these steps and all the tools you're going to need to reset your health foundations. I'll see you inside after you sign up at kelseywickenhauser.com/join. So maybe you are newer in your health journey and you've heard talk about protein and you're not really sure what the big deal is. I think that's a common question because we hear it over and over again, especially if you are in fitness communities that are focused heavily on muscle gains or really shredding out more of that bodybuilding mentality, then yes, they're going to talk a lot about protein. So protein, it's the building blocks of your muscles. So it will help you to have a speedier recovery after you exercise, or if you get injured, you need to have protein. Having protein, especially after you hit 30, I mean, our, You know, we have that point in our life where we are no longer seeing our DNA improve. It starts to go downhill when you hit 30-ish. And so having protein is good because one of its benefits is it helps to reduce muscle loss and helps to build lean muscle. And having protein in your diet regularly, it helps to maintain a healthy weight. And one of the ways it does that is by curbing hunger. When you eat a carb, it lasts in your bloodstream 3-ish hours. Protein, it's more like 4 or 5 hours. And so you're going to feel satiated when you eat more protein. So I just wanted to give you a behind the scenes look inside of my brain because I would consider myself pretty fit and I can do pretty much whatever I want to do with my body in regard to like keeping up with my kids and playing and lifting weights and just being active. I've been attempting some of the things that my 5-year-old daughter has been doing in her tumbling class, and I cannot do those very well. Even like I was doing a bridge, you know, it's like not a backbend, but just a bridge from the floor. And I felt a muscle pull in my upper back. I'm like, okay, well, there's definitely room for improvement there. You know, I'm past the 30 mark, so I have to start really working on mobility and trying new things to challenge my body. But I digress. My point is, I have been doing the fitness thing for a long time. I did college athletics. I obviously weight loss coach because you're here listening to me. I know a lot about the human body, and I know that it's very popular right now to count macros, and in some seasons of your weight loss journey, it may be helpful, but I just want to be completely honest with you that never in my life have I sat down to do macro mapping to figure out how much protein I need compared to carbs, compared to fat. I have a general idea of how to do this, and we have a different way in our community. Anyone who is my student inside of Fit Moms Academy, so that's my one-on-one coaching program, I help them design food logs, and we do a way of switching up the types of food that you're eating without actually counting grams of protein. I say all that to say that you can get fit and healthy without counting macros and counting a specific amount of protein that you need every day. But it is helpful to understand approximately what you should be aiming for protein. And then I think it's a lot more enjoyable and freeing to focus on intuitive eating, understanding what your body needs, and getting to the place where you don't need to rely on plugging in numbers, but you can just enjoy your life and still have kind of in the back of your mind what you should be eating or maybe avoiding on certain days. So I aim for at least 4 servings of protein a day. Now, a serving to me is like the palm of my hand or a 3/4 cup or so. So if I do this, I pair it with eating 90% real food most of the time, including several servings of vegetables. And honestly, at that point, there isn't much room for other food because, again, protein keeps you fuller. So often a day of eating for me looks like eggs for breakfast. I love eating eggs with spinach, maybe some tomato with it. I'll have my avocado, some everything seasoning or my guacamole seasoning from Epicure, and that will keep me full for a long time. Or I'll have a protein shake in the morning. But let's say I go with eggs. Typically for lunch, it will look like leftovers or a salad with chickpeas or some sort of charcuterie board mix with like a little bit of meat, maybe some cheese and then vegetables, olives, some healthy fats like nuts. For dinner, I often will have some combination of meat and vegetables or a bowl with like quinoa and beans or tofu edamame. Again, I'm not opposed to meat, but I also like the way I feel when I eat a little bit more plant-based. So in the afternoon, I will often do some sort of protein shake because that's when I tend to start to have those hanger pains, wanting to have something a little bit sweeter. And so I curb that craving by having fruit inside of a protein powder shake. And it really is that simple for me. So I also don't have any specific goals like shredding out like a bodybuilder would, because I just don't care. And I think for most of you, if you're listening to this, that's probably not your goal. I think for most of you, you just want to stop thinking about your weight. You want to feel good in pictures. You want to be able to run around. Maybe you have some fitness goals like running a 5K or getting stronger with certain lifts, but it's probably, if you're in my world, you're probably not as worried about hitting a certain size or losing X percent of body fat, although sometimes you can get to the point in your journey where it gets kind of fun and you can try experimenting with some of these things. But first we have to conquer, the emotional eating piece, the mindset shift, so that you're not all or nothing, so we can develop the consistency. Go listen to all the other podcasts before this to understand more of the Kingdom Fit Mom's mindset. But again, for me, I am strong. I lift a few times a week. I love running and I can do what I want to do with my kids. And I might in another season try to make some gains in the gym. But when I have 3 kids that are 7, 5, and 2, my goal is to stay healthy for them and to be a good example and to share that legacy of health, and specifically that healthy living. All of the things that I mentioned in this podcast are just a part of the day to day. So right now I'm staying strong and I'm loving my body. And this is exactly what I do with my clients. And if we can help you to focus on real food and getting a good amount of protein in a simple way like this, then you don't have to have goals of shredding out. You just need a basic understanding of what foods are high protein and eat foods that God makes. And it's very simple and it's very sustainable. And if this is what you're looking for, a simpler way of doing life, of doing food, of doing weight loss, then go today and hop into Fit Mom's Accelerator to get started at kelseywickenhauser.com/join. We're going to give you that step-by-step process, including plenty of ideas and a community to share ideas for how to eat plenty of protein in your diet and not make it something that becomes an obsession. So if you are loving this podcast, I would love if you would hop into our free Kingdom Fit Moms Facebook group, share your key takeaways, and tell us how you get plenty of protein in your diet too. I'll see you next time. Hey Fit Mom, if this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.